Christians are on edge in Bangladesh. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says threats and attacks are forcing pastors to relocate.
Muslims in Bangladesh think life is going on as normal, but the Christians are certainly sensing a heightened security risk.
The risk is catching headlines, too. A terrorist belonging to one of Bangladesh's locally grown terror cells just admitted to targeting foreigners in October's spate of attacks. A couple weeks ago, ISIS said this group was its affiliate in Bangladesh.
If ISIS says, we'd like you to carry out this attack, the other terror group may say, okay, you say jump, we say how high.
It's all affecting FMI ministry, and your prayers are needed.
Pray for the pastor's ability to lead their congregation with courage.
On an unrelated note, the Amwambidi Rescue Step School partners with Set Free Ministries in Kenya. Their mission? Freeing vulnerable kids from a life of illiteracy. James Binyasi heads up the school.
We realized that most of these children could not buy the schooling. They could not buy the books. So we thought the best thing to do is target the most vulnerable children and the orphans and give them a chance to get the basic education.
Set Free helped by fundraising for buildings and supplies. The school reminds kids,
it is because of God's love to them that they're able to get the education.
Amwambidi gives a lot of credit to Set Free for the growth over the past few years.
Set Free ministers are doing a wonderful job, and they need partners to stand with them, to pray for them, so that they can continue to make more impact. We believe that they're called by God to serve humanity.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.